Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senator Rich Taylor about the latest from the Iowa legislative session. This is part two of a two-part interview. What's next for Senate Democrats such as yourself? Like, what can you guys do now with the proposed budget cuts?
Well, all we can hope for is that the Republicans in the Iowa House are a little more reasonable and look at some of these other ways to get this funding that we're short. You know, it's a short-term problem, so we need a short-term fix. And maybe the House will be more reasonable in looking at using our rainy day fund. So I'm hoping that, I mean, about the only thing the Democrats can do is get the public involved and, you know, get the public calling their House Republican representatives and their state senators, or Republican state senators as well, even though it's already passed over here, and plead with them, you know, don't cut our programs. There's other ways to do this. And, you know, I'd be glad to work with them. But today on the floor, we had Senator Garrett got up and said, you know, we asked you guys and you didn't have any recommendations. Well, no, they didn't ask me anything, because I had all kinds of recommendations for them. I told them in the forums last week back home how we could fix it. So they basically told us, no, we don't care what you think, and we don't care how you can fix it. But then they turned around and said, well, you guys didn't try to help us. Well, it's just a lie.
I guess, is there anything else that you'd like to let your constituents know about the current legislative session?
Today, I just enrolled two bills for 4% categorical growth and the 4% supplemental growth for our K-12 school districts. That got enrolled today. I think our kids are worth it. I know our kids are worth it. I know they need it. I know our school systems need it. We say that K-12 is our number one priority, and, you know, I think we've got to quit telling people that's our number one priority and put our money where our mouth is. We've got to fund them if we want them to be number one, and they're far from number one. So I'm hoping that the Republicans and the governor will look at that, and I hope to hear from all the schools. I hope that they demand that we pass that. I know the Republicans are not going to want to pass that. And again, they're going to say, well, we can't pay for it. Well, if they'll come to me and work with me, I can show them where they can pay for it. If they're willing to listen and work on it, we've got the money. But they have to be willing to look and listen.
The 4% that you mentioned, what is that referring to?
Most people call it allowable growth for our K-12 community school systems.
Okay, so you put forth a bill for more allowable growth for the school systems.
Right.
Okay.
I put one for 4%. The governor had suggested 2%, and I'm saying that needs to be 4%. It actually needs to be 6, but I realize the money is tight, and I can't figure out a way to pay for the 6. If I could, it would have been a 6. But I can figure out a way to pay for the 4. Without hurting any other programs.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Senator Rich Taylor. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.